hope you've all had a great week. So we're going to go ahead and just get into the podcast today. Have you ever felt by yourself, even if you weren't physically by yourself? Have you ever felt like you had to fight for yourself in tough and difficult situations? I know that I have. Majority of my life, whether I've actually physically been by myself, I've majority of my life felt like I was by myself, or I excluded myself, and that is due to just certain things that have happened to me as a child. And of course, you know, I know a lot of people are like, childhood trauma, but that is a real thing, which of course I will get into later on in different segments, but I just kind of want to relate to you guys on this level, and just so you guys can see where my mindset has been and the things that God is continuously working on me with. And these are things that I like to talk about because I know if I'm dealing with it, someone else is dealing with it, right? Okay, so it is easy to completely ignore and then as a result rebel against God when we forget the ways the Lord has already fought for us. I know for me, I tend to pay attention to my right now. I pay attention to the things that aren't going, quote unquote, right in the moment. I totally X out the battles God has already fought and won on my behalf without me having to even lift a finger, which, let's be honest, that's been all my battles. I'd never looked at it like that before I was saved, or I guess before I started to really cultivate my relationship with Christ. A lot of times I felt like, oh, I got myself out of that situation, or it was me who fought for myself. And now the more that I get into a relationship with Christ through and by the word of God and reading just the different biblical stories that have already transpired in the past, I really realized that it was really God the whole time. I tend to forget the ways that God has provided for me without me even having to ask. On the flip side, I tend to forget about the things I have prayed for that He has answered in a split second. When I forget the things that God has already done for me, that in reality He didn't have to do for me, that's when I turn to outside sources or I turn to myself for a solution to my problems. Typically, when I find myself turning to anything besides God, I find myself in an even bigger problem than before. I find myself complaining about my current circumstances rather than praising God for the things He has already done. I find myself focusing on these earthly things rather than focusing on my Father. I would definitely say this week has been a trying week, not even just this week, these past few months. And typically what happens is when I get anxious or when I get, I feel anxiety or I feel out of control, it starts to show in my attitude. And not only that, but when I feel that someone has wronged me, best believe that I am always going to try to act as quote unquote karma, which I don't follow that principle any longer, or I will try to get that person back. I am notorious for basically getting some, I'm notorious for paying evil for evil. If I'm just going to be honest, this is what the word of God says, and that's what I was notorious for. And so the more I'm learning about Christ, the more I read the word of God, the more I realize I cannot continue to walk in that solution that's not really a solution if I want to honor God. I cannot continuously walk in my own ways of doing things if I want to honor Christ. Okay, and that's one thing that I constantly battle with. It's choosing my way or choosing Christ's way. And the only way that we can choose Christ's way is if we continuously stay in the word of God. There's no other way around it, okay? I find myself focusing on these earthly things rather than focusing on my Father. I can't count how many times in the Word it says that we are not to be afraid or fearful. One of my favorite scriptures is Deuteronomy 31, 6 and 8, and it talks about how God goes before us and how basically we do not need to be discouraged or dismayed, for the Lord has already gone before us. But then I ask myself if I really believe what I am reading. Do I really put this into practice? And like I said before, if I can tell you right now that this week I did not put it into practice, instead I did the exact opposite. I returned evil for evil. I took things into my own hands, and when I did that, I immediately felt uneasy. I felt not at peace. You see, the world teaches us about karma, that what you do will eventually come back to you in this lifetime. The world teaches us to return the same energy. If someone offends you or does wrong by you, then they deserve the exact same energy. Now, I do understand that logic from a fleshly perspective or from a human perspective, but what good does that really do? And I'm going to kind of talk to you guys. I'm not going to really go into the situation that happened at hand, but what I will tell you is this. I was in a situation, and I handled that situation in my own strength, which is not strength at all. And let me tell you something, that situation still, till today, has not gotten any better. If anything, I just was losing sleep. I was feeling uneasy and to be frank, I actually was ignoring God. I knew that God was telling me, like, okay, get in my word so I can teach you how to handle this situation. Better yet, you already know how to handle the situation, but because of your emotions, you are ignoring God. And because of that, I already felt uneasy within myself because I knew the right thing to do, but I was ignoring God. So I finally got in the word today, and it was just encouragement after encouragement. And so that's why I wanted to talk to you guys about today. Sometimes I don't know what I'm going to talk about on the podcast, and I have to, like, I always pray about it, but God always gives me the answer, right? So anyways, I have to constantly stay in my word to see what God says about handling a certain situation versus what society says. And this is so important because even yesterday I was thinking to myself, I'm like, wow, God's teachings and society's teachings are completely opposite. And if we're not careful as believers, we will get sucked into society's ways of teaching because it feels good to us at the moment. It feels right. But when we look in the Word of God and it's backed up by Scripture and it is logical, it is teachings that can really only be understood by the Holy Spirit, through and by the Holy Spirit within us. Once we become saved, we realize that society's teachings, like I said, are opposite of God's teachings, but God's teachings are really the ones that are going to bring us ultimate peace. God's teachings are very peculiar to the world, and God says that in the Word, we are a peculiar people when it comes to society. We are peculiar the way that we handle things because, again, God's teachings and God's logic is always going to be greater than the world's teachings and the world's logic, okay? The more I read the Word of God, the more I see how God's commands, His decrees, and solutions are completely different than society's. It is not always an easy thing to walk opposite of what society teaches us, but it is necessary for us as believers to obey the Word of God. Am I saying it is easy? No, I am not. But what I am saying is this, it is necessary if we want to be in right standing with our Father. God never tells us something that will be to our detriment. He always tells us the way to go about things for our betterment and for His glory. We must remember that when God is for us, no one can be against us. We must remember that whatever we face, God is standing right there in the midst of it with us, and He continuously fights on our behalf. Whether we feel Him fighting or not, it is not up to us to stand. It is up to us to stand on His promises. He hasn't failed us yet, and He never will. I want to backtrack really quick. When I said He always tells us the way to go about things for our betterment and for His glory, but also for those around us. At the end of the day, And this is still a very hard thing for me to grasp, if I'm being honest, especially as a new believer. As a new believer, I realize that God has to renew my mind. My mind is being renewed every day. And I want to get the word renew means to resume an activity after an interruption, or to come back to, or to return to. So when God says in the word of God that we need, but that he's basically going to renew our minds, basically what he is doing is he is taking out all of society's teachings, taking out all of our fleshly teachings that we have been taught, and he is bringing us back to right standing with him. He is bringing us back into the way that we ought to see the world, which is out of God's lens. And let me tell you something, it is not easy. It is not easy. To be honest, it's one of the hardest things, if not the hardest thing I have experienced as a Christian. People think that being a Christian, you know, you become a Christian and everything's so much easier. Absolutely not. It is not that way at all. Being a true Christian, there's a lot of people, again, that say, oh, I'm a Christian. But, you know, when the tire hits the road, or you're faced with certain circumstances, or you don't, or we don't, obey the word of God. And that's something that I've been working on, and I've been asking God to work on me with. And I had to ask God for forgiveness, because I realized that I do not show Christ always in the best light. And that's what we are meant to do. We are meant to be Christ-like. And a lot of times, for me, I do drop the ball. But also, when I drop the ball, I realize that I am also disappointing God, in a sense of, I know the right thing to do, but I haven't done it. You know what I'm saying? And when you build a relationship with God, with anybody, take my relationship with my mother, your relationship with your father, your relationship with your kids, you don't want to disappoint your kids. You know what I'm saying? You know, when you do something to disappoint your kids, you get a gut feeling like, dang, I know I disappointed my kids. I want to do better next time. It's the same with Jesus. You want to do better. For me, I want to do better. The more I come into right standing with Christ, the more I realize who God is, I want to do better. I want to show Christ. I want to have power and control over my emotions. I want to show the fruits of the Spirit. And it's less about religion, but more about relationship. And so, again, I always like to be honest with you guys. I like to be real with you guys on this podcast, because at the end of the day, we're all battling with something. But when we realize as believers, we don't have to battle on our own, and that honestly, these are God's battles. Every day we're going to face something, but when we realize that God is fighting for us, we are all automatically going to face that situation completely different. And I'm talking to myself right now. We're going to face that situation from the lens of God's lens. And that's going to automatically put us more at peace. See, when I was facing my battles in my own strength, it would actually have me depend on things that I would depend on when I was more so in the world, right? It would have me depend on other substances to calm me down, versus the word of God. And I'm just being straight up with you guys. Versus finding peace in Christ, I would find peace in things that used to bring me peace in the past. Things that are very, what's the word I'm looking for? Temporary, which really are not peace at all. And for those of you who are not believers and are listening to this podcast, I pray that you continue to listen to God's voice. This podcast is for those who God is continuously talking to in various ways. I pray that you do not ignore him. I pray that you stop fighting by yourself. We were not meant to live this life by ourselves. We are not meant to fight by ourselves. I pray that you truly surrender your battles to Christ, and that you let him meet you where you are. I pray you stop running from him and start running to him with a repentant heart posture. He never left you. it is us who leave him. And this is also for believers too. I really pray that you read your words. I really pray that when you read your words, that you truly hear what God is saying to you, and that you truly let him speak to you. Because when you allow him to speak to you, that is when you will find peace. That is when you will have a more clear understanding that truly our battle is not against flesh and blood. That truly being obedient to Christ is really true worship. And when I'm talking to y'all, I'm talking to myself right now. I pray that we realize that this life is so much bigger than us. And so many times we allow our emotions to get the best of us. And when we do that, we cannot please God. When we do that, we cannot hear God clearly. When we do that, we cannot walk according to the way that God wants us to walk. I pray that this is encouragement to you guys, but I also pray that it is it's a warning, because even me, I'm realizing how important it is to obey God. Because when we walk out of obedience, we do change. We can change the things that God wants us to experience here on earth. We can change being a blessing to others, if that makes sense, when we walk out of disobedience. And I pray that we realize that Christianity and being a believer in Christ is not about religion, but it's about a relationship with Christ. And when we really get to know who God is, I do believe, I know from experience, that it changes how we look at God. And when that changes how we look at God, it changes how we look at ourselves. When it changes how we look at ourselves, it changes how we look at others. I love you guys so much. Until next time.